A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. In this Easter Gospel, it doesn't exactly speak about Jesus as the Good Shepherd, but that image, which is an image in the Gospel of John, does come through as Jesus speaks in a very similar way about coming through the gate and his being the gate and opening up for the people to see that all those who are opposed to him in terms of what he is teaching are not true shepherds. They are, in fact, more like thieves and robbers. But it's the image, again, of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And I think then of how often we speak about the Good Shepherd, Jesus, as one who goes for the lost sheep, the one who has strayed from the fold, rather than staying with the 99. And we've often interpreted that, I suppose, as the one who's really gone astray, or the sinner, and Jesus' concern for the sinner, in that sense of a lost sheep. But you know, a lost sheep isn't necessarily a sheep that's done anything wrong. Isn't necessarily a sheep that is at fault for something. A sheep that has in some voluntary way strayed from the flock. Aren't we all lost sheep? Isn't each of us in some way lost in our world, in some aspect of our lives, or at times feel lost in our relationship with God? Feeling, being lost in some way is a fairly common human experience. And what Jesus is saying is that he is there for us and with us in that lostness, that we need not fear that Jesus comes, in fact, to help show us the way. So that in itself is a very consoling way of understanding our own situation in life, where we too, at times, bewildered, confused, not sure, uncertain, in doubt, in pain, grieving, feeling unloved, whatever it might be, that sense of being lost or not belonging, Jesus comes to our aid. But equally significant is what Jesus promises in this gospel. For it's not that Jesus promises simply to bring us home again, to bring us back, but in this particular text, Jesus talks about how if we come to him and through him to the Father, what he has to offer, the salvation of which he speaks, is abundant life. I came so that you might have life, that you might live, that you might come alive, that you might have life even more abundantly, life to the full. Wow, that's something worth pondering. That following after Jesus doesn't mean simply self-denial or self-recrimination or self-blame. Following after Jesus means opening ourselves to a fuller, more abundant life. Now, often when we might think of life issues and Jesus as supportive of life, all those life issues, whether we are struggling with questions of unborn life or those who live in poverty or situations of gross injustice or end-of-life issues or people on death row in prison, all of those are life issues. But what Jesus is saying is something even more than that these are the ones for whom he comes, but he comes for all of us, and especially when we may be lost, he comes for all of us in order to give us life. And so we need to ask ourselves the question, what is life-giving for me? What gives me life? What brings me alive? What stirs me up? Wherein does my passion lie? This is what Jesus is about, calling us to a deeper, higher, fuller kind of life, so that we might, in a way, stop sleepwalking through life, that we might stop just living life at its minimal edge, but that we might go deeply, dive into it, and see the fullness that Jesus has in store, that we might wake up from our sleep and realize what Jesus is truly about, that Jesus loves life and wants to give us life and to bring us to life and make us alive. We might think of the statement from the theologian Irenaeus in the second century about the glory of God is a human being fully alive. In one sense, the glory of God is a happy, alive, vibrant human being. Nothing delights God so much as seeing us alive. And this is what Jesus came to offer, and this is what following after Jesus means, opening ourselves to more life. What gives you life?